With us, our political observer, Alan Chartung. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's turn to the developments overseas. Putin has recognized Crimea's secession, defying the West, and the U.S. has now imposed sanctions.
David, I think it's all going according to plan. I think that generally there's a sense that it's going to happen. Obama, who has been accused of being weak, I don't see that he could have done anything else myself, and I think it's time for a moderation-type president, and we have one who does not put American troops into harm's way, but does what he thinks is prudent and right, and I have tremendous respect for that. But in any case, he has to do sanctions, but the sanctions are not exactly earth-shaking, that's for sure. There is a huge difference between the way in which the EU is treating the Russian Crimean situation and the way in which the United States is, too. And it is reminiscent to me of the state of Texas. You may remember that Texas decided to go independent and then to join the United States. Well, it was clear from the beginning what was going to happen here. It's exactly what's happening. What is less clear is what Putin's eventual design is going to be on the rest of what used to be part of the Soviet Union, whether he wants to start pulling them back in. I mean, you have places that most people have never heard of, like Moldova and Estonia. And these are places where Russian populations were resettled, and you have the same potential rationale before going back in. If Putin begins to do that, then I think you've got a real issue.
Tough defeat for the DREAM Act in the New York State Senate. That's the measure, Alan, that would have granted college tuition aid to the children of undocumented immigrants.
Well, I do think there are those politicians who know, based on the Obama election and the Hispanic vote going wildly for the Democrats, that it is a mistake to diss the Hispanic population. This is going to be seen exactly that way. And guess who's doing it? The Republican-controlled Senate. But wait a second. They're held up by five Democrats who have formed a coalition with them and who have many Hispanics in their districts in places like the Bronx for Jeff Klein. Now, who could bring the five dissidents into the room and say, look, I'm the head Democrat in this state, and I'm telling you, you give this thing up and coalesce with the regular Democrats? That's Andrew Cuomo. They don't like it when I say this, but I have no doubt in my mind that the reason that the state Senate is Republican is because Andrew Cuomo did not veto the reapportionment bill, which he said he was going to do, which would have stopped the Republicans from drawing districts in their own interest and allowing this Democratic group to go ahead. They say they got no control. This is one of the most impressive, forceful Democrats we have ever had in the governorship. And he's, I think, largely responsible for the fact that the Republicans are in control and doing things like this killing of the DREAM Act.